Hi, everybody. This is David Guyon for 124worship.com and the 124 Worship Podcast. You're listening to Steve Webb and the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show.
Hey, how's it going? This is the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show, number 18. Hope you're having a great weekend. Starting off with some quality music. This is Jimmy Bratcher with Hey Hey from the Red, White, and Blues Live CD. Get ready.
Hey, hey, have you heard?
Yeah, that's Jimmy Bratcher. Oh, man, that's good, good stuff. If you want to buy that, you got to go buy it to jimmybratcher.com. And I tell you what, you're not going to get better music than that. Although this stuff is pretty good right here. This is from a suggestion from a listener by the name of Scott Hamilton. He wrote me an email. He said, hey, check out this music, Steve. Tell me what you think of it. This is Randy Sanders.
Was a man in olden days, Elijah was his name. Because that sin did so abound, he prayed and stopped the rain. And for 3 years or more, we're told, they never had a shower. For God in heaven answered there Elijah's prayer of power. Gathered all the priests of Baal to call upon their God. They cried to him the whole day long. He answered not a word. But when Elijah called on God before the people there, the Lord sent down the fire from heaven because he heard his prayer. Elijah's God still lives today. Oh, blessed be his name. still the same. Yes, he controls the universe, all things obey his word. And when by faith we call on him, our humble prayer is heard. He poured his heart out to his God, nor was his prayer in vain. The clouds again in heaven were seen, God sent a mighty rain. Elijah's God still lives today, oh blessed be his name. And when his children to him pray, he answers still the same. Yes, he controls the universe, all things obey his word. And when by faith we call on him, our humble prayer is heard. Elijah's God still lives today, oh blessed be his name. And when his children to him pray, he answers still the same. Yes, he controls the universe, all things obey his word. And when by faith we call on him, our humble prayer is heard.
So that's Randy Sanders with Elijah's God. And instead of talking about all the links and everything, just go to the Lifespring Podcast show notes page at lifespringpodcast.com, and you can see where to get all this music. That's Randy Sanders, Elijah's God. I really like that. Really high-energy picking, wouldn't you say? We're switching gears big time here. I found this girl here over at, I'm going to talk to you about links anyway, I guess, a little bit. But over at GarageBand.com, this one was so good, I just had to play it for you. This is called Delicate Balance. Come on, here we go. Beautiful voice with this girl, Liz Longley.
In the worn-out pocket of his Levi jeans, there's a 2x5 of her face. In the emptiness of his small-town life, her memory fills every space. He wakes without her, alone in his bed. His life's a delicate balance, hanging by a thread. From the top of his head to the soles of his shoes, in his every breath, he still aches for her since the day she left. Each day without her, he hears her voice in his head. His life's a delicate balance, hanging by a thread. Birds fly and the doves cry. Some of her skin, by the touch of her hand, like it was yesterday. Between the cold of the morning and the dark of the night, he relives it every day. He sleeps without her, alone in his bed. His life's in delicate balance, hanging by a thread. Birds fly and the doves cry. Someone's been left behind. Birds fly and the doves cry. Someone's always left behind. Time comes and time goes, the world keeps moving on. The picture in his pocket, it's now all tattered and torn. And each year without her, her voice fades in his head. His life's a delicate balance, hanging by a thread.
Isn't that pretty? Man, I heard that and I said, oh yeah, got to play that song. That's such a pretty sounding song. So how's your weekend going? Or how was your weekend if you're hearing this after the weekend? Boy, is it hot here in Riverside. We're pushing about 100 today. So I've spent most of the day in the office, still working on computers and stuff. Yeah. That's okay. I have a real technical problem. Connectivity with my notebook. I just can't get that thing to go online. I have tried everything. I did the wireless, no go. I was on the support line, the chat line today with tech support with Fujitsu, probably an hour and a half, and the guy couldn't get it working for me. That's real nice. They said, oh, maybe your wireless card is bad. And, of course, it's out of warranty. Mm-hmm. Yep. And so I plugged in my Ethernet wire into it, you know, the Cat5 cable for the cable modem. It still won't go online. I don't know what's going on here. So what I'm going to have to do is burn a CD of the show and then send it over to my other computer, carry it over, SneakerNet, and upload it from there. So that's the way that goes. But, you know, that's all right. Technology is wonderful. Hey, let's listen to Josh Woodward with Waiting Takes Time. Makes sense. Waiting takes time.
Pack your bags and leave this town. I don't want to see you coming round. No, I don't want to waste my precious time again.
You got it.
With the Star Trek sticker on your Cadillac. I don't want to see you coming back. No, I don't want to see your gloomy face again.
Tech support.
Waiting takes more time than letting go. Sitting at a stop sign, wasting time when I'd rather be speeding on the 99. This relationship just won't shift out of neutral. You say that you will be ready soon, but I've already heard that tune, and I don't think you're ready for a new role. Waiting takes more time than letting go. Waiting takes more time than letting go.
Your car or hop a train, call a cab or fly a plane. I'm sick of waiting in this intersection.
Intersection.
Waiting takes time and I ain't got it. Got my shirt all buttoned and my shoes all mattered, and I
Josh Woodward with Waiting Takes Time. And speaking of time, because the show is a little bit late this week, I'm giving you a couple of extra songs today, too. Take a listen to this.
Think advertising sucks? So do we. Think you can make it better? Podshow and Earthlink are about to give you that chance. Take the Make Advertising Better Challenge. Create a great spot, jingle, or endorsement for Earthlink, and you can make big bucks having your ad played on the Podshow Network. So take the challenge. Go to adchallenge.podshow.com, or you can find the link on the website of this podcast. Make advertising better now.
Yeah, you can do it. All you got to do is write yourself a commercial for Earthlink, and you might win big piles of money. Hey, here's a friend of mine, Jeremy Yoder, with I Need You. Jeremy Yoder. Come on in, Jeremy. Go, Jeremy Yoder, I Need You. This guy is one creative guy. Now, at his church, he's got the same job as I've got at my church. He's kind of the video guy and the guy that throws stuff up on the screen, and he does graphics. And not only that, okay, he's got this great musical talent. In addition to that, he's got a video production company as well. So a very talented guy, and he's in Indiana. Next up, we get Eddie Ramirez with A Box. Thank you.
down and you just can't find the door. You feel like walls are closing in, your life is passing by, and all you hear is the sound of your failing heart. There's got to be a home. There's got to be a sun to melt away the seasons of a frozen heart. There's got to be a faith. There's got to be a truth that like a key locks the cage and sets you free, yeah, sets you free. Perceptions can seem so real, reality so disguised. It's always dark when you close your eyes. Alas, the colors of the world are waiting to be described. Just trust, open your eyes. There's got to be a home. There's got to be a sun to melt away the seasons of a frozen heart. There's got to be a faith. There's got to be a truth that like a locks the cage and sets you free. Yeah, yeah. Sets you free.
Sets you free.
With a box. Hey, before we go any further, I'd like to remind you about GoDaddy and the fact that they're helping to sponsor this show in addition to Earthlink. Hey, you know, I've been using GoDaddy for many, many years. You know, I was thinking the other day, between GoDaddy and Earthlink, I must have, at least 10 years of combined experience with these companies. But with GoDaddy, you can get some great deals on your website. Right now, GoDaddy hosting plans are amazing. Plans start at just $3.95 a month, and no matter what plan you choose, your site receives 24/7 maintenance and protection in the GoDaddy.com world-class data center. In all the years I've been with them, I don't know of a time where my websites have ever gone down. I've got 19 domain names through those guys. Now, not all 19 of them have different websites, okay? I've got several different websites. including the show notes pages that you go to when you check out the LifeSpring podcast. Good deals. As a LifeSpring listener, if you enter code LS2 when you check out, you save an additional 10% off any order. Enter code LS2 when you check out and save an additional $5 off any order of $30 or more. And if you enter code LS3 when you check out, you get your .com domain name for just $6.95 per year. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. That's Gary Crocker with Shine. All right, a quick health update, okay? Earlier in the week, of course, I talked about my bad back, and actually it's much better right now. I even did some concrete work this week. Hey, and special thank you to Jeremy with the Triathlon Radio podcast. He came over a couple of nights ago and helped me with the concrete. He kind of got in there and shoveled the sand and the cement into the mixer and then brought the big old heavy wheelbarrow to the backyard where I was doing some pouring. And so, Jeremy, thank you very much, and I'm really feeling pretty good right now. Now, I also talked about the fact that last weekend, the lovely Lady Leanne cut her toe quite badly, and she's well on the mend, too. Matter of fact, she's down to just a Band-Aid on the toe, and which is a good thing, because yesterday she did some flowers for a wedding. She's very creative. She's even more creative than I am. It's just wonderful. Anyway, she made all these, you know, beautiful flower arrangements and everything. And of course, she had to take everything down to the church where the wedding was and get everything set up. And, you know, she wanted to look the part. And so it wouldn't do really well. They had this great big toe all wrapped up in gauze and everything. So she was able to put just a regular Band-Aid on and put her regular shoes on. And so she was she was happy. She didn't really want to go in there with a big white gauze-wrapped toe. So anyway, everybody's doing well. The boys right now are down at the beach with some friends. And the lovely Lady Leanne and I had a day here at home. Of course, she was doing her work cleaning up after all the flower mess and everything. And as I said, I've been in the office. And so we went out to dinner, had a you know, pretty nice dinner at the Islands restaurant, which is pretty cool because they have TV monitors all around the restaurant with surfing footage and old water skiers. And oh, I saw this rock climbing guy, just an amazing feat of rock climbing. The guy was incredible. I forgot the guy's name, but he did things on rocks that I had never seen done before. Years ago, I used to do some rock climbing, and so I have a real appreciation for that. You know, you're finding out more and more. The longer you listen to the show, the more you find out about me. You found out that I was on the ski patrol. Now you found out that I used to be a rock climber. It's funny. I was one day I was on the side of this rock, you know, just the sheer, you know, 90 degrees this thing was. And I was on the rock, and all of a sudden I got this thought, like, what are you doing here? And I looked down on the ground, was a long way away from me. And of course, they say you shouldn't really look down at the ground. And I don't know, ever since then, rock climbing didn't have the shine on it that it did at one time. As a matter of fact, I don't even like to look over ledges now anymore. It's kind of weird and kind of strange, but maybe that's too much information. Hey, I'm going to take you out of here with Matthew Castile and Clean.
Death released its hold it had over me. Life was given, his love was taken, his blood removed the ugly stain I had on me. Now I'm clean, you made me clean. I traded darkness the day I called your name. All is new, I made brand new. I gave you this life for the one I found in you. Love was given, life was taken, death released its hold it had over me. Life was given, his love was taken, his blood removed the ugly stain I had on me. Now I'm clean, you made me clean. I traded darkness the day I called your name. All is new, I made brand new. I gave you this life for the one I found in you. Now I'm clean, you made me clean. I traded darkness the day I called your name. All is new, I made brand new. I gave you this life for the one I found in you. We'll be right back.
broken. Now I remember every time I come to you, His glory hit him, a cross was given, so He could carry all my sins beyond the grave. Now I'm clean, You made me clean. I traded darkness the day I called Your name. All is new, I made brand new. I gave You this life for the one I found in You. Now I'm clean, You made me clean. I traded darkness the day I called Your name. All is new, I made brand new. I gave You this life for the one I found in You.
Hey, thanks for coming by. This has been Steve Webb and the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show, and I'm really glad you came in and listened. Hey, tell a friend, would you? Let's increase this audience, and you know, the more the merrier, right? If you like something, you like to tell your friends about it. So tell your friends about the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show and, of course, the LifeSpring podcast that's always put out on Monday or Tuesday of each week. Again, thanks for coming by. This has been the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show. I'm Steve Webb. I'm your host, and I'll see you next time. God bless you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.